One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. If you wanted healing, if you can receive your healing in the spirit, nothing will stop its physical manifestation. If you wanted a child, if you receive that child in the realm of the spirit, nothing will stop the child from coming in. Don't you understand? Many of us are not operating in the spirit. Some don't even know it exists. Somebody said, just leave me down here. I've not even finished the operation here. You want me to operate in the spirit? No. 1,000 times, no. You ought to be operating in the spirit first. The spirit world rules the physical world. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Let it soak. Tell somebody, let it soak. Say this with me. I'm a child of God.
I'm born again.
Now, you know what it is to be born again? It means to be born from the realm of the spirit. You're born of God. You're born of his word, which means you're exactly like him. Hallelujah. Oh, I say it all the time. The life of God is in me. The life of God is in me. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet to the tips of my toes. The life of God is in me. I refuse to be sick. The life of God is in me. Oh, glory to God. I've got the life of God in me. That life is in my bones. It's in my skin. It's in my muscles. It's in my nerves. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The life of God is in me. Hallelujah. I may have some pains in my body, but I'll still say the life of God is in me. I'm born with the nature of God. I refuse to be sick. And I refuse to accommodate trouble in my body. Hallelujah. I've got the life of God in me. I say it again and again and again. I don't know how many times a day. I just tell myself, the life of God is in me. Oh, I've got the life of God in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The life of God is in me. I got Zoe in me. Ooh, glory to God. I've got Zoe in me. It's in my spirit. It's in my soul. It's in my body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Maybe I injured myself and it hurts. Oh, I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I do. I've got it in me. That means there has to be a restoration.
But do you know that there are people who had a simple injury and it's been 5 years now, and that wound wouldn't be healed? Because they don't know about this life of God. But I got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Somebody said, his heart is not beating right. You feel it and it's like, oh, it's not beating right. Dear Lord Jesus, I got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. You know what? A lot of us have a problem. You know what that problem is? We know too much. We don't know anything about God. We just know too much of science. We know too much of biology. We know too much of the medical world until we don't know nothing about God. Let me explain to you what I mean. Somebody says, oh, my heart, I think my heart is not beating right. Which one? Because when the Bible talks about the heart, it basically talks about the human spirit. But you are thinking about that substance, that mass in here that goes boom, boom, boom. You understand what I mean? You know too much, brother. Who told you got something in there? Listen, if you will just leave it alone and be normal, nobody will put you on the operating table. Nobody will always listen. Maybe it's my heart. Hey, maybe high blood pressure. Who told you? Have you seen your heart before? I think that God didn't want us to see it. That's why he sealed it up. What do you think? If God wanted us to be looking at our hearts, our bodies should have been transparent. So every time you just look at your heart, say, is it working? We are too concerned. Every little thing, we want to find out what's inside. You want to find out what's inside. That's the trouble. Why don't you think of what God has put inside? He says he has put the life of God inside you. It doesn't matter how that heart is beating. If you turn out right. Can you shout amen, somebody? Hallelujah. They said, my blood pressure is rising. Okay, which one is the correct one? And they said, who said? The prophet Isaiah said, who hath believed our report? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who said it, brother. If it's your body, you say everything is all right. Let the life of God gain the ascendancy. Hallelujah. Oh boy. Say it again. I got the life of God in me. Look at your hand. Say, I got the life of God in me. Look at yourself. I got the life of God in me. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. I got the life of God in me. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sit down. Hallelujah. Thank you. Sit down for a moment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The life of God is in me. He hath made us kings. He hath made, oh boy. He hath made us kings. I know who I am. He had made us kings. Hallelujah. He had made us kings. He's already done it. I refuse to beg. He had made us kings. So what does that mean? So what's on God's mind? When he says that he has made us kings, what does that mean? Can I tell you what it means? Oh, hallelujah. Let's look at the life of the first man so we can understand it. Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter number 1. And I'm going to be reading to you from verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it." Subdue. He said, "Subdue it."
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy South Sudan, Christ Embassy Rock City Road, opposite Blue Flag Hardware Stores, Christ Embassy Airport Road, Kululu, next to KCB Bank. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0920-928-444 and 0920-928-555 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
Glorious news. Are you a follower of the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, on television or radio? Has the Word of God, as taught by Pastor Chris on television and radio, blessed and impacted your life? Then this conference is for you. Get ready for a celebration of the impeccable impact of the television and radio ministry of the man of God, Pastor Chris, at the August edition of the Viewers and Listeners Network Conference 2024. Date, Saturday, 10th of August, 2024. Time, 2 p.m. GMT plus 1. Please visit vlnc.org to register now. The registration link again is vlnc.org. God bless you.